The Shannon County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of three men on murder charges. The arrest comes after a lengthy investigation into the death of Robbie Kreitz 7.5 years ago. Kreitz's death was originally ruled a drowning on the Jacks Fork River. As a result of the investigation, Zachary Watson, Ronald Brawley III, and Austin Womack have been arrested and charged with murder second degree in connection with the death of Kreitz. The Shannon County Sheriff's Office said they'd like to thank the following agencies, including the Fulton County Sheriff's Office, Mammoth Spring Police Department, 16th Judicial Drug Task Force, Arkansas State Police, Missouri State Highway Patrol Fugitive Task Force, Oregon County Sheriff's Office, Howe County Sheriff's Office, West Plains Police Department, and Winona Police Department, as well as the Shannon County Prosecuting Attorney, William Bill Say, for his dedication and commitment to the case. Wednesday night, Douglas County officials report the arrest of a man after a standoff with police. 53-year-old Edward Bowman was arrested on charges of 3 counts of first-degree assault on a law enforcement officer, 3 counts of armed criminal action, and 1 count of resisting arrest. A second suspect was arrested for interfering with the arrest, and information will be released upon formal charges. Details of the arrest of Bowman are available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Several accidents with local injuries were reported by the Missouri Highway Patrol. Thursday afternoon, a man from Mountain View suffered moderate injuries when he suffered a medical episode, ran off the road, and went down a ditch. The 56-year-old man was taken to Mercy Hospital in Springfield. That accident happened on U.S. 60 at Route V, 5 miles east of Hutton Valley. A teen from Hartville suffered moderate injuries in a mini-bike accident Thursday evening. The 16-year-old was injured when he lost control of the bike while turning and overturned with the bike landing on him. The accident happened on private property north of Mansfield. The teen was taken to Mercy Hospital in Springfield. Thursday morning, a man from Ava suffered moderate injuries in an accident in Christian County. The Highway Patrol says the 47-year-old man was injured when he drove off the road, overturned the vehicle, and struck a fence. The man was taken to Cox North Hospital. The accident happened on Missouri 14, 3 miles east of Sparta. A man from Ava was injured in an ATV accident south of Bradleyville. The Highway Patrol reports the 55-year-old man suffered moderate injuries when he ran off the road and overturned the ATV. He was taken to Cox South in Springfield. Kabul police have arrested a man for stealing a truck. Tuesday morning, police received a report of a stolen truck. The truck was located at Casey's in Kabul, and a suspect, Sean Morris, was found in the store. Morris allegedly told authorities that he took the truck because the victim had taken his truck. Morris is accused of stealing a motor vehicle and first-degree tampering with a motor vehicle. His bond is set at $25,000. A man from Yeovil has been arrested on arson charges. 72-year-old Kenneth Lee Nelson is charged with 3 counts of arson and first-degree domestic battery. An 82-year-old female told deputies that during an argument, Nelson placed the butt of the rifle against her chest and the barrel in his own mouth, telling her to kill him. She reported that when she attempted to leave, Nelson got into the driver's seat of her vehicle and attempted to back up, striking her with the door. Nelson left the residence. Then about an hour later, deputies received another call reporting Nelson had returned to the residence and was threatening to burn down the house and kill himself. When deputies arrived, they observed the residence on fire and encountered Nelson exiting the home holding a gas can. Nelson allegedly refused commands from deputies and set fire to the vehicle parked near the residence. Deputies reported Nelson then produced a firearm and shot himself under the chin. The fire spread to additional outbuildings and a Kubota tractor. Nelson was taken to Cox Medical Center South for treatment following the incident and was later released and booked into the Marion County Jail. His bond was set at $100,000. The 48th Annual Spring Gospel Concert is tonight at Thayer High School. This year's concert features the Perrys and the Four Corners Quartet. Concert starts at 7 o'clock. It's brought to you by e-communication radio stations K-Country 95, The Train 100.9, The Gift, and K-Love, along with Andrew Ekman Shelter Insurance and Taylor Grubach, Chevrolet Buick, and GMC in West Plains. This week, the National Weather Service has been observing Severe Weather Preparedness Week. Today we hear from Steve Runnels, who talks about preparing for severe weather at the National Weather Service.
We out at the National Weather Service are constantly monitoring the atmosphere, whether it be setting up weather balloons or using Doppler radar or satellite. We're looking for some key ingredients within the atmosphere. Instability, the ability for air to rise, and then wind shear, which creates some rotation within the atmosphere. If these things become present, of course, we'll start to watch for thunderstorms developing on radar, and then as necessary, issue warnings.
This year, the statewide tornado drill had to be canceled because of weather. There is a chance for severe weather in the forecast for tonight. And if we do have severe weather, be sure and tune in to your ECNN station for details on that weather. Daylight savings time begins this weekend. Remember to set your clocks forward 1 hour before you go to bed on Saturday night. Daylight savings time officially begins at 2 a.m. Sunday morning. It's always a good time also to check those batteries in your smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors.